I'm Marco Werman, and you are tuned to The World. Jon Stewart out, that's old news. Trevor Noah in, that's the news today from Comedy Central. And huge news for South Africa. Trevor Noah is a Johannesburg native, his mom South African and black, his dad Swiss and white. He's already been doing reports for The Daily Show, and now he's been chosen to take over Jon Stewart's desk. He'll be filling big shoes, but Noah's dealt with harder things in his life, like growing up mixed race in apartheid South Africa. It's been part of his stand-up routine for a while, as in this appearance at the Apollo, where he remembered what it was like taking a walk with his mom.
My mom could walk with me. My mom could walk with me. But if the police showed up, she'd have to let go of my hand and drop me and act like I wasn't hers every single time, because we weren't supposed to exist as a family. So my mom would let go. It was like a little game we played. Police would show up like, woo! She'd be like, woo! I don't know. No, it's not mine. Oh, no, I don't know. It was horrible for me. I felt like a bag of weed. It was a tough time.
You can see why Trevor Noah is a huge star in South Africa. Pearl Boshamani gets it. She's the editor of a Daily Planet essay. How do South Africans feel about one of their own heading to America to take over really a great gig for Jon Stewart?
Everyone's incredibly excited because initially when the rumors came out over the weekend, a lot of us were cautiously optimistic. It was like, okay, this would be so great if Trevor could get it. But to be honest, I personally did not think that Comedy Central, I didn't believe in them enough.
Why is that?
You know, because I didn't think that they'd go for, you know, a mixed race foreigner who'd only been on the show like three times to actually take that really, really big seat that I think quite a few people in the States wanted. But then when the news came out, it was incredibly huge and exciting. A lot of people say that they're going to have parties and pop champagne for Trevor. And I actually saw a tweet earlier, which sums up, I think, how it is that Trevor Noah has temporarily reunited South Africa.
Right. Reunited because he is so important to all South Africans, black or white, or because he himself is mixed race?
It's because he's important to South Africans, black and white. And that's what's made Trevor so huge locally. He's not just like, you know, the comedian that white people like or the comedian that black people like. Because he is a mix of both, he's always been able to sort of bridge the two worlds, because there really are still two worlds in South Africa. And he understands both sides. He's lived both lives, it's fair to say. And so black people can relate to him and white people can relate to him.
So the Daily Show host, that's a huge gig. It's a big chair. You could argue, and a lot of people have, that it's more important to young generations than the anchor chair on actual primetime news. So given what you know about Trevor Noah, what do you think's in store for us here in the U.S. with this switch?
I think you're in store for, first of all, he is the perfect person to take that gauntlet from Jon Stewart, because he's very smart and he's very sharp and he's going to make you uncomfortable. And I feel like Jon Stewart did that a lot too, does that really, really well. And because he's a foreigner, it'll be very interesting to get his take on many things that I suppose somebody who is an American wouldn't see the way that he sees them. He's very observational. He's so smart. He's so funny. You laugh at his jokes, but you're also going to cringe at the same time. That's what you can look forward to. And I think you can also look forward to maybe, hopefully, I hope, more stuff like Spot the Africa, where he's out here trying to, you know, change perceptions about other parts of the world.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that, because one of his jokes is that he was born a crime, as in the joke we
yes.
heard from the Apollo, that he actually could not exist in apartheid South Africa. So how much has he not just pushed conversations about race and apartheid with his comedy, but actually been changing attitudes and even, I don't know, policy?
You know, policy, probably not much. Attitudes, a fair amount. I think maybe one of the comedians has helped us laugh at ourselves a little bit more than we did before. And especially about race issues, because Trevor's always really been so tactful and graceful just between, you know, the two worlds, where he'll offend one person and then he'll offend the next. But then at the end of the day, it's like, okay, it's cool. He kind of, excuse my language, he shat on everyone equally.
So a reporter I know in South Africa today tweeted, everyone I talk to is happy for Trevor Noah, but when I listen carefully, they are happy for Africa. Finally, we are recognized for excellence. Do you think that's also part of why this is important for South Africans?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's like, and you've probably heard this before, but it's probably like a Barack Obama moment when he became president. It was, first of all, a lot of black people were excited, but then also Kenyans were excited, even though he technically is not Kenyan, he is American. Mm. But people got on that, because it's always nice to get, even though we act like we don't want it, but it's always nice to get a bit of validation, especially internationally. And it's going to be great to have someone flying the flag, because we've got Charlize Theron, but it's just going to be absolutely fantastic now to have the comedian doing it too.
So, Pearl, yeah. What do you like about Trevor's humor?
I like how biting it is. I don't always obviously like all of his jokes. Sometimes I wouldn't say get offended, but I feel myself sort of cringing definitely over some of the things he says. And I like that. He pushes the boundaries more than a lot of local comedians have, but in a way that's still where you can, you still like want to have a drink with him. You know, some comedians will push the boundaries and you want to punch them. I've never had that moment with him. And that's what I like about him. He's good natured. He's fun. And he's smart. And look at him now, Daily Show host. Woo!
Look at him now. Pearl, great to speak with you. Pearl Boshamane, editor at Daily Planet SA. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, The Daily Show is not ending. Just moving on to another very talented host.